Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Super Friends, cutting the theme music a little short because we've got bigger problems to think about, and right now, here's one of them. I know that sounds funny. I know. I love it too. You know, when I pass, that's how I flush the evil ones away. And tonight we're going to talk about a very evil one. He's been evil to the community of the real life super friends and heroes for many years now. And he's never done anything to help anybody at all. In fact, I heard one time out there in New York, where he lives, there was some man beating on a woman. And what did he do? He ran away. Ran away. And I got that from a very reliable source. One of the team that no longer exists, the New York Initiative or whatever they had, trying to be like Team Justice, a real organization. That's right. Officially recognized by the government. Team Justice. Unlike his dumb little organization that fell apart. And then as I talk about the toilet bowl, that's because he thinks he's funny. Let me tell you about what he did. I'm going to tell you what he did to me and another friend. You see, because he's in alliances with Shadow Vision. And he's in an alliance with him and then gave away my address. So he sent me a turd in the mail, okay? I had it tracked back to where it come from. It comes from AS Enterprises. If you get a chance, Google that and you'll see what I'm talking about. These are some very expensive turds. Very expensive turds. I mean, it costs like $30 to send a turd over to me. Tell you what, if he likes turds so much, I'll sell him mine, $10 a piece. How about that? And that's a bargain, a deal of a lifetime. Yeah, that's right. If he wants turds, I can. I'll sell them to him for $10 a piece. And you know I'm joking. You know I'm joking. But I'm not joking about him. He sent me a turd in the mail. I'll put it up on the internet later. I'll show you. And then, if you think that's something, he sent a package to a friend of mine in another country even. And him and his girlfriend were at the table, and they were trying to have a little something to eat, and the mail came. And you know, she's used to opening up packages. He says, hey, yeah, open it up. See what's in there. And it blew up in her face, some kind of mace and pepper stuff, and she had to go to the hospital. Could have blinded her. Now, you see what I'm talking about? The guy's name is Zero. He also goes by Devil Boy, and then he also goes by the name of, oh, let's see what it is. Anyway, I'll come up with it after a while. There it is. Johnny Crowley. I had it written on another page. See, Master Legends got pages to keep me reminded of what I want to talk about because I don't want to miss a beat here, you know? And it's just like I said, he missed a beat. When that woman was being beat up, he just ran away. And all he can do is send turds in the mail, and then he sends... Oh, I tell you what, my friend, I'm not going to mention who his name is or anything. My friend ever catches him, he's in serious, serious trouble for having that exploding package explode in his girlfriend's face. telling you. Zero needs to be worried about that. Not just by me, not just by Topian, but my great friend who's in another country. And that was very evil to do such a thing like that. Very evil. And here you go. This guy, he's gotten donations for this fake organization, the New York Initiative, and he reaps in all this money. And you, what he usually does is just sit around, drink soda pops, and eat pizza while his wife works two jobs. That's right. She worked. I don't know how she puts up with it, but you see, Zero is a threatening guy. And I've gotten, I mean, firsthand eyewitness reports that she's deathly afraid of him. And that's why she does it. She works two jobs while he sits around the house all day long, laying around eating pizzas and playing video games. That's what he does. Yep. And he likes to send people turds in the mail and exploding packages and tell a bunch of lies like he does with Tothian. And I will tell you a little bit about that story so we can finally all put it to rest, okay? What happened was, and it's even happened with me. You know, sometimes men and women don't, they wind up not getting along and arguing and stuff, and then they break up. You know, that's what happens. Sometimes men can be a little mean, but the woman could be mean too. Sometimes a woman provokes a lot of stuff. And then a man gets mad. He might, you know, throw something around, get mad. But in Tothian's case, he never hurt that woman at all. He even offered her money to leave. His mama told me all about it, how that woman, I'm not going to even say her name, but you know who I'm talking about, did everything she could provoke Tothian and never did a thing around the house. Completely useless woman. Completely useless. And she kept on causing Tothian to be so aggravated, he just begging her to leave, to leave. And one time she even broke his laptop and threw it down. And Tothian got mad, and he, since it was already broken, he threw it out the back door. So she made a big deal out of that. And Tothian really never hurt that woman at all. He just wanted her to leave, offering her money. But her family didn't want her back. Nope. The family didn't want her back. And so she got with another one of the real-life superhero friends, who I'm not going to say his name either, but needless to say, it didn't work out. It turned into a bad disaster. Now, how come is it everyone else's fault? You know, it's time people realize this. I've gotten tired of it. Get tired of hearing about it all the time. People think I'm supposed to take sides. Tothian's been my friend for many years, many, many years. And we both went out and really done superhero work. Plus, he was in the Marines. I joined the Air Force, and sorry to say, you know, I did get kicked out because they found out I had asthma. But I was there in wartime, and I tried my best, but, you know, I thought I could do my part, serve the country, and do my part, you know, but I didn't mention the asthma. I had asthma as a young kid. I don't have it. I didn't have it then. But they just said, nope, sorry. And they kicked me out. But I'll tell you this. Even old superhero, he didn't like Zero too much either. He said he was a snob, always shunning people, always not wanting to be friends with just any old real-life superhero young guy that comes along because he wanted to act like he's so special. And he's like shunning these people away, snobbing them away. Old superhero even told me that. And if you look at my post on Facebook, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. There's people there that will attest to it. They're already saying, yeah, that's how he got treated. That's how they got treated by Zero, who lives up to his name, a Zero, because he's never helped to help anybody at all. I mean, he hasn't gotten any fights in his life. I don't think he didn't even have a schoolyard fight in the lunchroom. I'll tell you. And then he tries to act all tough. Let me tell you this story. You're going to love it. I was out in Hollywood, okay? And he was there with his gay lover, Zimmer. Oops, yipes. Oh, all right. Well, I guess the cat's out the bag now. I hope the wife don't get too mad because he was with his gay lover. That's right, Zimmer, out there in Hollywood. And he had this iron vest that his brother made him. And, you know, I got to give his brother credit. I never met his brother before. But the guy, he did a good job. And he seems like he's the one that should be holding the badge of the real-life superhero because he does everything for Zero, fights his battles for him, the whole works, makes his suit for him, the whole works, you know. Well, anyway, we're in the hotel, all right. Of course, I got the fancy hotel room because I'm the one that helped organize the whole real-life superhero project. I tried to get Superhero come on up to my room, old Superhero. I said, man, I got a two-bedroom hotel room. I said, come on up in my hotel room, man. Get out of this closet. But he was down in this little closet hotel room. I felt bad for him. If he would have came up in my place, it was like having an apartment. Anyway, so then there's Zero and Zimmer try to put on a karate show for me. And you know what? Zimmer was getting the best of Zero. He really was throwing kicks. Zero couldn't even block the kicks. He was stumbling around like an idiot. And he's trying to put me down for drinking beer. He looked like he was the drunk guy, really. And then Zimmer kicked him alongside his iron vest. And then Zimmer broke like about two toes. I mean, it looked like two cherries. And he was there on the bed in agonizing pain. I'm saying, wow. What a show, what a show. Anyway, there's a story about Zero was hiding behind a door when I came in. He thought he could scare me. I seen him through the crack of the door. You know, an old experienced legend like me doesn't fall for them kind of tricks. He's just lucky I didn't throw him out the window, which I could have easily done because that operates. I'm not some punk. You push around, and I will talk to him face to face for what he did to my friend and all the lies he's been spreading about Tothian and sending me a turd in the mail, that exploded package. Oh, yeah. He thinks he's tough. Well, I hope you're listening right now, Zero. It's only a matter of time, boy. You heard my song, One Slip and It's Doomsday, and it will be doomsday for you. I guarantee it. Boy, you want to play games? I'm the game master. That's why I'm Master Legend Punk, and you're not. All you are is a mama's boy, a mama's boy that's been laying around your mama pays your part of the bills while you lay on that woman, expecting that woman to be your second mama, your wife, while she works two jobs and you sit around and play video games all day. That's what you do. You're nothing. You're a loser. And how dare you? Hey, guess what? I'm catching the train, Zero, and I'm on my way. Oh, yeah. You want to play games, boy? Here comes the trains.